Mishnah votes. What exactly is included in these three brachas of Malchias, Zichronis, and Shofros? Says the Mishnah. In Purchasim Eser Malchias, one cannot say less than 10 psukim in the bracha of Malchias, describing Hashem's kingship. Me'asar Zichronis, or less than 10 psukim in Zichronis about Hashem remembering. Me'asar Shofros, or less than 10 psukim about the Shofar in the bracha of Shofros. The Gemara brings various interpretations for why exactly 10. Perhaps it corresponds to the Aseret HaDibros. Perhaps it corresponds to the number of Karbonis which are brought as part of the Rosh Hashanah Karbon Musaf. And there are other additional explanations too. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, "Omar Shalosh Shalosh Mikulon, even if he only said 3 Pesukim in each of these 3 brachas, and that has to be at least 1 from Torah, 1 Pesuk from Nevi'im, and 1 Pesuk from Ksuvim. Yotzal then is fulfilled his obligation. The main thing is to have a Pesuk from those 3 parts of Tanakh." And the Mishnah adds, "Imas kirin zichron malchus v'shofar shel peronus." One shouldn't mention any posuk to do with the remembrance or the kingship or the shofar, which has something to do with punishment. Since the Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment, we only want to mention things to do with mercy and nothing to do with punishment. And the Mishnah tells us that maschil b'Torah, he should begin with the pesukim from the Torah, and then say pesukim from kesuvim umashlim b'Novi, and he should end with pesukim from Novi, from Nevi'im. And the reason for this, even though Nevi'im comes before Kesuvim, since David HaMelech, who wrote Tehillim, which is in Kesuvim, he lived before any of the authors of the books in Nevi'im, such as Yeshaya, Yirmiah, etc. So since David HaMelech lived first, so the Kesuvim should be mentioned first before Nevi'im. And Rabbi Yosi says, "Mishlim b'Torah yotza." If he ends with a pasuk from the Torah, he has fulfilled his obligation. And in fact, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yosi, the best way of doing it is to say 3 pasukim from Torah, then 3 from Ksuvim, then 3 from Nevi'im, and then the 10th pasuk in each of them should be from the Torah. And this is indeed our minhag today, to end with that last pasuk again from the Torah.